farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
640 rural youth benefit from skills training implemented by the Jamaica 4-H clubs. Stick around to hear more on today's edition of Calling Farmers and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Accountant General is advising that all pensioners represented by an agent, as well as the agent, must visit the Accountant General's department during the week of May 2 to 6. Both the pensioner and the agent will be required to present a valid identification and a proof of address. This is to facilitate a verification process being undertaken by the Accountant General's department. Failure to visit during the specified period will result in the non-payment of pension for the upcoming month.
More than 640 young people from rural communities have received training and certification in various skill areas to facilitate them taking up jobs locally and overseas or creating their own employment. Executive Director of the 4-H Clubs, Dr. Ronald Blake, says the training was conducted under a 3-year program implemented by the Jamaica 4-H Clubs through funding from the Sugar Transformation Unit in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries.
The 4-H Club trained some 640 youth from rural communities in heavy equipment operation, small equipment repairs, housekeeping, and apiculture. They were all certified by the 4-H Clubs and Hartrust NTA.
A majority of the trainees have received employment in Canada and through other overseas and local programs.
Approximately 20% of these youngsters are here because they have created their own employment opportunity.
Dr. Blake says over the past year, 150 youth benefited under the 4-H Entrepreneurial Program in collaboration with Hartrust NTA.
And the 4-H provided them with venture inputs to start their own agricultural businesses.
In addition, 107 agricultural scholarships were provided to students under the Rio Tinto Alcan Jamaica Legacy Fund.
And this, Minister, is a commitment to contribute more educated and technologically savvy farmers to the sector.
Approximately 467 gardens were also developed in schools. Under the program, each school was provided with 400 chickens, while 363 hectares of land were planted with vegetables, roots, tubers, bananas, pineapple, and other crops for the cooked lunch program in schools. Additionally, 46 poultry houses and 31 greenhouses were built in schools over the last 3 years, and more than 400,000 broilers have been distributed under the Jamaica Broiler Initiative to young people and farmers. The program is funded by the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Ano every fish a see a shark. Translation: not every fish in the sea is a shark. And this means one must be cognizant of different personalities.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Hey. Ease upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must. Hey.
Upon the energy, save today, protect tomorrow.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.